Is something going on the government's not telling us? You know me, I don't get out ahead of my skis, bothers some people, but it's all right. I'd rather be right than be first. But I'd also rather not be stupid. And there are a lot of signs out there that something's up they may not be telling us about. I mean actual, like, signs and stuff. Stay tuned. We're going to open up the show with that today because I think it's the most important story, even with all the big announcement and stuff last night. But folks, given everything going on, for me to put this story first, should say to you that something's up. I've been withholding this story for a little bit because I don't want to get crazy with anything and I don't want to scare anyone. But listen, man, I got to be straight up and candid with you. When I saw this story pop yesterday from the New York Times, I'm like, enough's enough. There is something going on, and I think it involves China and Taiwan. Folks, I need you to understand, if China invades Taiwan, the potential for World War III, an actual World War III, not a figurative one, where every country in the world is impacted and impacted deeply and may have to provide military assistance or direct military troops themselves in this fight, the world as you know it is going to change overnight. Overnight. So I saw this pop from the New York Times yesterday, and only idiots ignore warning signs. Chinese malware hits systems on Guam. Is Taiwan the real target? So apparently some malware made its way through some old servers into Guam that weren't adequately protected. Listen, if I'm saying it wrong with the tech people, I'm sorry, I'm not a tech guy. Let me just throw that out there in advance. I'm not pretending to be. So I'll be like, it wasn't a code. I get it. I'm just reporting what I'm reading. However, I know what a hack is, and I know what malware is. Folks, why would the Chinese Communist Party, through a sophisticated hacking infrastructure they have over there, and they do, why would they target Guam? Well, they would target Guam because that's one of our main front lines of defense if there is going to be a World War III in that theater over there. I've been to Guam. You've been to Guam? Yes, I've been to Guam. It's a long story, but in my prior line of work, I've been to Guam, and let's just say, without me giving up any secrets, because if I tell you why I was there, it would be giving up secrets, but let's just say we've got a lot of stuff on Guam. You get what I'm saying? You don't think the Chinese Communist Party knows that? Are they prepping a hit on Taiwan? As in, soon? Are they afraid of this next election? I think they are. I think as President Trump starts to gain momentum in this race against Biden, they don't want anything to do with President Trump. It's my crazy man theory of politics. Don't mess with the crazy man. They see, this is not meant to be an insult, so please don't take it the wrong way. They see President Trump, the Chinese Communist Party, like we see Kim Jong-un. They do. They think he's crazy. And ladies and gentlemen, the crazy man theory always works out for the crazy man because nobody's with the crazy man. You get what I'm saying? It's why an impoverished country where no one's even eating in North Korea that has zero economy has managed to dictate their own role in world geopolitics for five decades now because everybody thinks they're freaking crazy. China thinks that about Trump. Are they prepping an invasion? Now, that story in and of itself, you may say, all right, malware, they hit Guam. No big deal. Maybe it was an accident. Who knows? Maybe a hacker accidentally pulled a white rabbit Neo trick and was like, oh, wow, look what happened. But then I thought of this story that I've been watching for a little bit too. You start to kind of weave these threads together here. Washington Times. U.S. Senate issues at least 50 satellite phones as a security measure. You can read this story, and I suggest you do it with the newsletter today, Bongino.com/newsletter. That's interesting. Now, again, in my prior line of work, I was part of a program that the details are classified. I don't say that to impress you. A lot of people were part of classified programs, but this was a very classified program. And that's a little interesting that some 50 U.S. senators, which would conveniently be just enough to vote on something in an emergency, Joe, right? Because yep. 50 plus the vice president would be 50. That's really strange. They got satellite phones. China's hitting Guam, our main source of ability to fight back in that theater over there. Huh. And then I saw this story back in October, been holding on to for a while. The Hill, U.S. purchases $290 million of a drug for use in radiological and nuclear emergencies. Oh, man. Whoa. Huh? That is so strange. Yeah. Wow. $290 million. That's a lot of drugs. That's a lot of drugs. $290 million. You know, what the hell? What kind of drug is that? $290 million. That's a lot of stuff. Listen, I don't want to get anyone hysterical here. Someone noted in the chat room that the satellite phones were in case of a disruptive event. Yeah, what kind of disruptive event? You're right. What are they talking about there? You love how they use the language and they, disruptive event. You're right in the chat. Folks, don't ignore any of this. Listen to me. There is nothing wrong, hysterical, irrational, or unreasonable about you being prepared. I'm not trying to scare you. It's not my interest in doing that. But I come from a line of work where we got paid to be scared, and really anxious. Because if you're really anxious and scared, you do things to make yourself not anxious and scared, like preparing. Make sure you have some food. Make sure you have some water. Make sure you have disinfection products. Alcohol. No, not Don Julio 1942, but you may need that too. Some peroxide. Some Hibiclens. Some soap. Make sure you have water filtration. Make sure you have your firearms. Make sure you have a couple tarps. Make sure you have clothing, duct tape, simple stuff. Folks, this stuff is for real. The peace dividend is over. Chinese Communist Party's not dicking around, okay? And the fact that all this is happening at the same time is not being done by accident. There's no way a bunch of lazy risk analysts in the government, which sadly I've dealt with, a lot of them, there's no way all this is happening by coincidence.